Dreamscape presents Young Conquerors, a novel of Hephaestion and Alexandros by Christopher Cosmos, narrated by Gary Bennett. Chapter 1. I was born a prince, though I'm the only prince I know that was born without a kingdom. A young boy could have easily thought of that as a curse, and for a time I did too. But it instead ended up being a gift for me. My father died when I was 6 years old, and since I was too young to take his place, the kingdom that he ruled on the jagged and rugged coast north of Greece, near where the Ionian and Adriatic waters mix, went to my uncle Cleon, to safeguard until I came of age to rule in my uncle's place. But in the world and kingdom into which I was born, men don't easily or willingly relinquish thrones upon which they sit. And so I'd always known, since I was very young, that the path that I'd make, or conversely the one that I wouldn't, would have to be my own. I'd always known that in the rugged and harsh world into which I was born, I'd be whatever I was strong enough or had it in myself to become. And so for a prince born without a father and without a kingdom, that would be enough. That would be more than enough. Because that's what the world and the future is, isn't it? At least that's the world and future that I know, and I'm not sure what any other looks or feels like, and I'm not sure I want to either. The thing I didn't expect, however, was for my future to come as quickly as it did. I expected to be a boy for just a little longer, but that's also something that isn't often allowed in the harsh corner of the world where I was born and made. The change comes the week of my 15th birthday. It's still night and dark outside, with only a sliver of light from the northern moon that's always wild and restless, when my mother comes to my room with fear and tears in her eyes and tells me what my future will be, and that it won't be in Illyria, at least not for some years after this moment. I'm asleep when she wakes me with the news, and I'm embarrassed because she's my mother, and I have no clothes on under the lion-skin blanket that covers and protects me from the chill that comes during the night, the biting and cold temperatures that roll down from the high and sharp-peaked mountains above where we live. It's still 2 days before my birthday, and a year before the birthday in which I'll become a man, but she tells me it's already time, that it's better to be early than late in a matter such as this, in a matter such as succession, which is, of course, also a matter of life and death. And so I have to leave. She doesn't want to give my Uncle Cleon any excuses or reasons to see me, his nephew, as a man, or anything other than just a harmless...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?